afterward. This is the longest I've ever spent on a book. Okay, that's kind of a lie. Not a great way to start this. It's the longest I've ever spent on a published book. My actual first novel, never before seen, with good reason, took me almost 9 years to finish, depending on how you want to count it, and then another 3 years to edit. Since I've started doing this full time, though, yeah, this has been the longest. It's also been very odd writing a book about the United States and the American dream as all of 2016 and the first few months of 2017 have rolled by. Things I worried were a bit too dark now feel almost cartoonishly simple. Things that started out feeling a bit optimistic have come to feel almost hopelessly naive. Then again, nobody seems to be getting tired of watching movies about Captain America. As always, I'm both thrilled and stunned some of you decided to pick up my latest tome. Even more surprised you've made it all the way to the back and are reading the afterword, hoping to glean some more fun facts about the people and things and situations I made up this time. Of course, this time, I didn't make all of it up. For example, James Dean was an American film icon, nominated for 2 posthumous Academy Awards, who absolutely loved automobiles. In fact, he considered giving up Hollywood to devote more time to racing. His death in an automobile accident was far too well documented to be a hoax, but it's nice to dream. Alice Ramsey was the first woman to drive across the United States in 1909, and the third person to ever do it. At age 22, she took 3 friends from New York City to San Francisco in a brand new Maxwell touring car, setting a new cross-country record in the process. She repeated the trip numerous times during her very long life and would often be away on the road for weeks at a time. Henry Frank Hawkins was one of the original minor 49ers rushing out to California from Maine at the age of 14. He made several successful trips out west, trying different routes and finally settled in New Orleans, although he still visited Maine from time to time. It's probably also worth mentioning that he's my great-great-grandfather. Many of the cross-country oddities mentioned in this book, the town of Dinosaur, the Wrong Soldier statue in York, Maine, Pasadena's Fork in the Road, Lafitte's Blacksmith Shop Bar in New Orleans are all real, and you can visit all of them. But, yeah, I did make up some of it. The town of Hourglass, alas, is pure fiction. So is Harry's hometown of Shame. But we may still need to visit it someday just to find out exactly why her parents left. Sanders, Maine is also fiction, but the Founder's House is loosely inspired by the old Ocean House Hotel, which stood on a hill in York Beach for almost 130 years before being torn down in 1985. I also tweaked history a bit. There were a few times and places where I needed things to happen, or to have happened, as is the way with time travel. If you didn't notice them, don't worry. If you did, I meant to do that. Really. And of course, there are a lot of folks who helped me with this in one way or another and deserve a bunch of thanks. First off, all of you following me on Twitter or Facebook who put up with my constant vague hints and refusal to tell you anything useful. I have to assume you're sticking around for all the geeky nonsense. Ed and Alex educated me on the fine differences between bourbon and rye whiskey. Ray and Beau both offered helpful tips and insights about classic cars. Dennis, my dad, helped me with some railroad history. Mary talked to me about wounds and injuries, plus some cutting-edge medical stuff that might be boringly common in a decade or so. CD, David, and John all read early versions of this book, caught many problems, and offered many suggestions. CD and Christy went through a later version of it, too. David, my agent, championed this book when it wasn't much more than 3 pages of notes and something we'd talked about over drinks at San Diego Comic-Con. Julian, my editor, continued to believe in it, even after the completely crazy everything but the kitchen sink it got away from me, yeah, draft I first handed him. And as always, so many thanks to my lovely lady, Kali, who puts up with so many random, rambling discussions and segues about train tracks, 1850s coinage, time paradoxes, plus all the usual moaning and self-doubt. I'm still not sure why she puts up with it, but I think it's good for all of us that she does. Peter Kleins. Los Angeles, March 2017.
This has been an Audible Studios production of Paradox Bound, a novel. Written by Peter Kleins. Performed by Ray Porter. Executive producers Steve Feldberg and Mike Charzik. Producer Neil Basic. Copyright 2017 by Peter Kleins. Sound recording copyright 2017 by Audible, Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible, Inc.